It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Thank you. Thank you. Ah, Suey.
Cincinnati's dancing pig. He's the barnyard Mr. Pig. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity 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 jig jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his bucking wing. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig 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 jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos, they got a lot on the ball. But until you've seen that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper dam. He's the keenest hog what am. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jig jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos, they got a lot on the ball. But until you've seen that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the keenest hog what am. He's the keenest hog what am. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity, with his jiggity, jig, jig, jig.
Thanks a lot to you, friends, and a great big howdy to all of my good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
Well, the gang's all here, Red. Everybody's bug-eyed and ready for tonight's big show with Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Todd Sharp, and the Old Hickory Singers, and all the singing and dancing guys and gals.
Yes, sir, and I think the reason that everybody's bug-eyed tonight, Grant, is because of our guests. Two famous people in the entertainment world, Miss K-Star and Tennessee Ernie.
Well, Ernie and Kay will be coming out here directly, but right now, Red, how about some fun?
Well, fun it shall be, Grantland, and the fun's in charge of the head funny man in these parts and all other parts of America, old Rodney Brasfield.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Foley. Thank you, Mr. Foley. And thank you, man, for the kind music. I'm glad to get to be here.
You're welcome, Rodney.
Mr. Foley, I just pulled me a good one just now.
I tell you, why don't you calm down, Rodney, and let us all in on it.
Well, sir, there's a feller backstage there, Mr. Foley, and he come up to me and he said, Rodney, girls is all alike.
So right.
Yeah, and I said, well, girls is all I like, too. Why, this kills me. Howdy, friends. It's a little warm tonight, ain't it? It ain't too cold. A little warm. Mr. Foley?
Yeah?
You know what happened to me just now out there backstage? I run into a friend of mine out there, M.J. Rushing, and I was talking to him there. And I says to him, I says, howdy, M.J., and he says, howdy, Rod. And he told me that his home was wrecked in a twister.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, well, MJ, was this twister a cyclone or a tornado? And he says, wasn't either one, Rod. It was a hula dancer.
Boy, he got it on me.
I get even with that, MJ, if it's the last thing I ever do. I'm going to tell a little bedtime story here. It shares a little story about three little bunny rabbits. They was named Foot and Foot Foot and Foot Foot Foot. Once upon a time, there was three little rabbits named Foot and Foot Foot and Foot Foot Foot. They all decided to go on a picnic one day, so they got some cabbage heads and carrots and stuff, went out on the fish bank creek bank fishing. And they ate dinner, and the first thing you know, poor little old Foot got sick.
So Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot called the doctor for Foot. But before the doctor got there, poor little old Foot kicked the bucket. He died. So Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot took little Foot out and buried little Foot. 1 year passed, and Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot went on a picnic. And they ate dinner, and Foot-Foot got sick. So Foot-Foot-Foot went and got the doctor for Foot-Foot. Doctor come and looked at Foot-Foot, and he turned to Foot-Foot-Foot, and he says, Foot-Foot-Foot? Foot-Foot is going to die. So Foot-Foot-Foot says, well, Doc, Foot-Foot can't die. And Doc says, well, Foot-Foot-Foot, why in the cat house can't Foot-Foot die? Foot-Foot-Foot says, well, Doc, we've got 1 foot in the grave now.
Brad,
really,
isn't it? It kills me.
Well, sir, the other day we were pretty worried because we hadn't gotten word about tonight's guest stars. Well, just when things looked gloomiest, along came a telegram, and it was signed by two of the nicest folks and the most talented folks I know, Miss K-Star and Tennessee Ernie. Yes, sir. Oh, my. You know, Kay, Ernie, he's been here with us before, so I'll talk mostly to you.
All right.
Besides, you're a heap prettier than he is anyway, you know?
Thank you, Red. You know, I can't tell you how happy I am to be here on the old opera, because back home, we used to listen to this program all the time. And I'll be fair with you, I never thought I'd be on it.
Oh, well, that is a real compliment. You know, it often we get somebody like you to come see us either, Kay. Somebody who has made a name for herself in both folk and popular singing like you have.
Say.
Oh, excuse me, buddy.
I'm here, too.
we know you are, Ernie. I'm a dirt if we ain't going to put you and Miss Kay to work right now. What one of your big recorded hits have you picked out for us, huh?
Well,
it ain't nobody's business but our own.
You got a gal you love it Sunday, then you get another for Monday.
It ain't nobody's business but my own. You say you're always home alone, but how come I can't get you on the phone?
Well, that ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business but my own.
All night long you're playing poker. Tell me, what's the name of that joke?
Well, that ain't nobody's business but my own.
Oh, no.
I come over and say, here I am, then I hear the back door slam.
That ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business but my own. You always talk about setting them down. When I bring a ring, you're not around.
Well, I'll be there the next time that you call.
Well,
let's not fuss and let's not fight.
I'm sick and tired of saying goodbye.
Well, let's make up and hold each other tight.
Yeah. We both know we're birds of a feather. Let's go into business together. We can start a business of our own. Nobody's business but our own.
Oh, mercy. Thank you a lot. I knew those Those two people look really good. Let them take a bow right quick. Take a bow, hey. Well, they're going to be back in just a few minutes, folks. Thanks a lot to you. They're going to be back here in just a few minutes with another song, the other side of that big hit record there. Incidentally, that boy playing all that fine steel guitar is the boy that works with Ernie, old Speedy West. Glad to have him down here. Boy, that was really fine. It's easy to see why you folks are so popular with our listeners. Well, it's a little while ago, we asked K-Star and Tennessee Ernie if they had any favorite sacred song they would like for us to do right about now. And just like they agree on their singing together, they both agreed that When God Dips His Love in My Heart was just about one of the best of the fine old sacred numbers. We hope you folks agree, too. When God dips His pen of love in my heart, writes my soul a message he wants me to know, his spirit all divine fills this sinful soul of mine. When God dips his love in my heart, well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul, how he brought salvation when he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. 'Cause it makes me laugh and it makes me cry, then it set my sinful soul on fire. Hallelujah. When God dips his love in my heart, in my heart. Sometimes, though the way is dreary, dark, and cold, and some unburdened sorrow keeps me from the goal, I go to God in prayer. I can always find Him there to whisper sweet peace to my soul. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul, how He brought salvation when He made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. 'Cause it makes me laugh and it makes me cry, then it sets my sinful soul on fire. Hallelujah. When God dips His love in my heart, in my heart. Well, here's Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers now, and the boys are ready to sing an old timer for us called In a Little Red Barn.
Barn on a farm down in Indiana. Let me lay my back on a stack of new mown hay. Round the barnyard where the farmyard folks are pally, let me dilly dally all the livelong day. I'm a soldier through, 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 and my heart is pining for the sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana way. In a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana, let me lay my back on a stack of new mown hay. Down the barnyard where the farmyard folks are pally, let me dilly-dally all the livelong day. I'm a Hoosier who's blue through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down Indiana way. Down in Indiana way.
that's fine. Hey, that was really good fun. Hey, K-Star, come here. How is everybody treating you and Ernie, huh?
Why, I couldn't ask for anything better, Red. Just like being in the front room at home.
Oh, so good.
That's right, Red. And all these good-looking, handsome fellers, well, they've been a-buzzing around K like bears around a honey tree. But me, I got one particular gal.
And who might that be, Ernie?
Who else but the famous gossip of Grinder Switch,
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, I'll tell you, you know, they say it's a man's world, I reckon. And, you know, sometimes I wish the Lord had made me a man. I sure could use one.
Hey, Minnie.
Yes, sir?
I hate to butt in on you like this, but I know you want to say hello to our guest, Miss K-Star and Tennessee Ernie.
Huh? Oh, I sure do. Hello, Miss Star.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, and hello, Tennessee Ernie. why don't you just pull up a chair and sit down?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that, Miss Minnie. See, if I did, why, there wouldn't be a chair for you to sit in.
Yes, but when you sit down, it'll make a lap, won't it?
Hey, Minnie.
Yes?
Minnie, what do you think about the styles the girls are wearing now? Do you like any of them?
Well,
I'm all for them.
Why, Tennessee Ernie, you mean to tell me that you like to see girls wearing them, gownless evening straps?
Why, certainly. My goodness. They've got to wear something, Minnie.
You can't do without them, but...
Is that a letter from home?
Yeah. I want to try to make somebody think I could read. We could probably could get along without you fellers, but it wouldn't be much fun trying, would it? Well, sure, I'll tell you now, I'm excited tonight because these here fellers are here. I can't even see what I'm doing. I got my tongue over my tooth. I was standing back there just now. It ain't safe tonight now for a pretty girl. I was standing back there tonight, and it was dark back there behind the scenery back there. It was just dark. You couldn't see nothing. And Tennessee Ernie was just right at me. Just right at me. And I looked at him and smiled, and he looked at me and laughed out loud. I says, you know, it's dangerous back here. It's so dark. I said, you know, a feller could just grab a girl and just kiss her and nobody'd know it. He said, don't be silly, I would. But
now, friends, as we promised you before, you're our special guest once more, Miss K-Star and Tennessee Ernie. And they've got another big tune that's been going mighty fine around the country. I think that's right, isn't it? Is that the one you're going to do, Mr. K-Star?
Which one's that? I'll Never Be Free?
Yeah. Is that the one?
Oh, that's the one.
All right.
Each time I hold somebody new, my arms grow cold, aching for you. No one can take your place,
darling, in my embrace.
I'll never be free. And when my lips burn with desire, no other kiss puts out the fire.
And though I try and try,
no one can satisfy this longing in me. I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes.
How can I be free when I still remember how you can thrill me with a sigh?
Just like a chain bound to my heart, your love remains when we're apart.
Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
I'll never be free.
You don't recognize that fast picking. He's making a little sound here on that banjo that's going to come out called Mighty Dark to Travel. String me good, boy.
It's mighty dark for me to travel since my sweetheart, she is gone. Road is rough and filled with gravel, but I'm a journey on and on. To me, she was a little angel sent down to me from God above. It's on the day that I first met her that I told her I'm in love.
Hey! Now it's time for a little heart song, friends, and the ballad that we set aside for singing for you tonight. One that we just recorded called Somebody's Crying. Somebody's crying over me somewhere. Somebody's heart is blue. Somebody's crying over me somewhere. Somebody wants me to. I tried so hard to keep her love, but we just couldn't agree. I pray each night to heaven above that she'll come back to me. I know she's crying over me somewhere, and she knows I'm crying. I tried so hard to keep her.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
I pray each night to heaven above that she'll come back to me. I know she's crying over me somewhere, and she knows I'm crying too.
All hands up and dance to the middle. Everybody keep time with the fiddle. First couple out and now you're gone. Swing that girl with the red dress on. Girls in the middle, boys to the wall. Meet your partner, how you all. Hurry up, boys, don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. Two by two, four by four, couple up in the middle of the floor. Four by four and eight by eight, hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Bird in the cage, now you're gone. Swing the girl with the red dress on. Bird fly out and the crow hop in, now your partner's gone again.